I am Valérie Jumessy, and I am a French entrepreneur. I'm based in Paris. My parents are Cameroonian. I'm the artistic director of our family business, which is called Upgrade Agency. And I am also a consultant in image and a creativity coach. I co-host a podcast with my three sisters and my mother. It is called Les Jumes Podcast. I have always been fascinated by the human potential. For me, it is so important to, as a woman and as a man, to be able to realize our dreams. So welcome in mine. It's Amulette Podcast. It's a 10-minute bubble of courage in French and in English, where I will be talking everything vulnerability, authenticity, and freedom. So make yourself comfortable. Welcome in my dream. This is Amulette Podcast. Hello, hello, guys, and welcome in this new episode of Amulette Podcast. I am Valérie, and I am your host. As you may know, I think you know, but we are all living this lockdown situation, which is really weird and intense. Yesterday, I was listening to Brené Brown podcast with David Kessler. He said really, really like interesting thing about the situation we are here right now. We actually are grieving. Yes, we are grieving a world that we used to know, where we were free to do whatever we wanted to do. We were free to gather. We were free to have physical touch and connection. And we were free to just be. And now it's over. It's over because the world won't ever be the same. Do you remember what were the airport before the 9/11? Do you remember? 9/11 was one of the situations where the world changed, and then we became something else. Now, if you want to go to the airport, you have to come like 1 hour to 2 hours before, because you have to be searched and scanned to make sure you don't have any dangerous weapons and stuff like this. So the world is changing, and it's really hard because with this change and this loss of normality comes a lot of grief. And it's not something that we are talking that much, I think. We are more focused on the negative stuff that are going on outside, which are happening for sure. But it can really have a toll on your mental health. And for me, it does actually. Since the beginning of the lockdown, I felt anxiety more than before. Since I don't have the ability to go outside, I'm going a lot inside myself. So I can really feel the feelings. And boy, it's hard. So that's going to be the subject of this podcast, because I want to give you some tools to help you understand or to help you unfold your anxiety, so it's not something that drives you totally crazy. Because we are in a marathon. It's not going to be like for 2 weeks. We don't know when it's going to be over. We don't know when we're going to have the chance to go outside and to be quote-unquote normal again. So if you have anxiety, if you feel anxiety, first of all, it's normal. Second of all, you can have the tools to help you go through that, because that's the only way. First, just so you know, anxiety is a normal emotion that humans have always had. Basically, when we were hunters and gatherers, we needed that anxiety to identify if what we were seeing on the floor was a snake or was just a random thing. And so, depending on what our brain was understanding, we were going on into the fight or flight mode. So that was really important for us to have that, because it was a question of survival. Now, today, while we are not hunters gatherers anymore, this anxiety is an emotion that we all have. Okay, now, how do we handle the anxiety that you can have when you are locked down in your place and you feel helpless? Well, first of all, the first thing that I want you to know is that if you want to be able to go through your anxiety, you need to know what it is first. For me, I can feel that it's really hard to breathe, and I feel like some shortness of breath, and it's so uncomfortable, and I cannot stand that. To understand better the anxiety, you need to know that this is coming from your brain. In your brain, you have this almond-shaped structure that is deep in the brain, and basically, it's a hub between the parts who are welcoming the incoming sensory signals in one part and the others who are interpreting those signals. So it's really, really important, and it's the center of the fear and the emotion. So it's a place where you can recognize and process the emotion. You also have the hippocampus, which gonna help you transform the threatening events into memories. It can be a good thing or it can be a bad thing. And mainly when we are talking about PTSD, those two parts are gonna be at play. So when your brain is basically by cortisol and norepinephrine telling your body, oh my God, we are in alert mode, like be careful, we need to prepare because there is a threat, you can have like an acceleration of your heart beating, you can have like difficulties to breathe, you can have like sometimes intestinal problems, you can have like your muscles that are tense, and so many other physical reactions. What it does to your mind is when you have anxiety, most of the time you can be really worried, you can feel like, you know, you have those obsessional thoughts, like, okay, this is not going right, oh my God, everyone's gonna die, oh my God, people are dying, oh my God, maybe I am infected, oh my God. And so you are looping in your brain and saying always the same thing. So it's really a vicious circle that you are nourishing with your thoughts. And so, of course, you cannot get out of here. You are stuck in this reality where the world is crumbling under your feet and you are helpless. Okay, so your mind is going crazy. Your physical can go crazy as well. And then, how do you behave when you feel anxious? For me, for instance, I realized that I have like a complicated relationship with food when I was anxious, because I at first I didn't know what it was. So I was in a discomfort and I was looking for a way out. And my way out was just eating food. So I was going into my kitchen and trying to find the sweetest food that I could find, because sweet for me is love and comfort and it felt good. So I had those moments where I was eating all the time because I was so anxious and I didn't know. So it was like kind of bulimia, but really short episodes. But what it really was anxiety. But it can be something else. You can turn into alcohol, you can turn into drugs, you can turn into porn, sex, work, shopping, so many things. It's not, sometimes you think you're just doing something because you want to, but actually it's something else. But to know that, you need to really listen to what is going on in your mind, in your body, in your heart, in your soul, and be okay with what is going on and accept that, because this acceptance is going to give you the key to heal and to maybe change the behaviors that are not serving you. Just know that anxiety wise, you are not alone, but what I'm talking about here is really anxiety, not anxiety disorder, which is really a disease. I think it's a disease, yes. So now that I talked about all this anxiety word, it's not to make you anxious, not at all. It's just so you understand what we are talking about, because that's the first step for me. That's the first tool. Imagine that you have this emergency box, red box. And that's what we're going to do together right now. We're going to create this box for you. And inside, you're going to put all the tools that you think are important or working for you. So whenever you feel anxious again, you can just open this box and take one of the tools and apply it so you can go through your anxiety. Well, the first two tools, I already talked about them. It's first of all, being able to identify. Second of all, accept. Take care of yourself. Take care of your body. Take care of your spirit. Take care of your mental health. All those things are so important, and they have to be like a daily practice. You need to create your own routine that's going to help you feel good no matter what. It doesn't mean that you won't feel bad in the day because you did your routine, but it's just that you have a better start for your day. And so when you have this start, it's easier for you when you don't feel good to know and to open the box that you've created. Because when you feel anxious, sometimes you just don't want to do anything because you feel like you're helpless. But when you have this good foundation, then you have a voice that can tell you, okay, you know what to do. Just go and open this damn box and do what you know it's going to work. Third thing, Laugh. Laugh, okay? It's so important. It helps you release the stress. It's a good tool when you feel like everything is so serious. Go in a room and laugh. Even if you don't want to laugh, do it. Force yourself. And at some point, you're going to laugh at yourself and it's going to be really natural. And then you're going to feel better because when you're laughing, you cannot really be anxious at the same time. Another really cool exercise or tool is the breathing exercise. I am a real fan of Wim Hof work. I've been doing that for a month now. And so I decided to follow his breathing technique, which lasts maybe 11 minutes or so. The video is on YouTube and I will link the video on the information of this podcast. But basically, it's a way for you to feel more centered, to feel more alive, to feel the blood going through your veins. You inhale and you exhale and you do that 30 times and you do those 30 times three times, so it's three rounds. And after that, you really feel like you've been smoking something, but you have not been. It's a real natural good feeling where you feel at peace and you feel free. And when I do that, I feel so loved by myself. I feel so free. I feel grounded. So it really helps. Then what I do, it's a cold shower. Still this Wim Hof guy. I'm doing this cold exposure every day. So I think it's something that goes into self-care. Every day I finish my shower with a cold ass shower. And I do that not because I think it's funny. It's not. When I'm under that, I'm like, what am I doing? But after that, the feeling is crazy. Guys, you feel alive. You feel like, okay, I can go on with my day. No matter what happened today, I will find a way. Another tool that is really working, but also I think it's in the self-care practice, it's meditation. So meditation can be anything from praying or, I don't know, drawing. Sometimes dancing can be a meditation for you. It can be just, you know, being in a moment where you are not thinking and you are in a flow state. So there are several ways if you really want to go into a meditation which is guided. You can go first to YouTube and you tap meditation for, and you put anxiety, or meditation for gratitude, meditation for joy, blah, blah, blah. You put anything and you will have the meditation for you. And also there are apps like Headspace or Calm that you can use every day to help you get into the habits of meditation. I think for those apps, but I know it's for Headspace. For Headspace, you have like the 10 days that are free. So it's a test for you. You can try it. And then after you can subscribe. It really worth it to me. Now, let's talk about writing and journaling. It's also something that you can put in your self-care routine, and I think I will do a podcast about that. So basically, you just set a time, like 15 to 20 to 30 minutes. You take a notebook or just a paper, and you give yourself the time to write whatever comes out of your mind. At first, it's going to feel really weird because you're not used to it, but at some point, beware, because your unconscious is going to send you messages and it's going to tell you why you're mad and it's going to tell you that you are jealous of this person and you don't care if blah, 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 blah. Feel free to just be honest. It's fine. I mean, we all have those feelings. Write them down so they don't have space in your mind and in your brain, and so they don't loop in your brain and create that anxiety. Feel free. Be honest with yourself. Write whatever comes out, because if it's coming out, it means that it needs to come out. Because if it's not out, it's inside. And then inside create, ta-da, anxiety. I think the last tool that I'm thinking about is the music. Music makes you lose control. Yes, exactly. So it can help you really find a piece. You can create a playlist that are dedicated to heal a certain mood. For instance, if you want to not fight anxiety, we don't fight anxiety, but we go through it. But if you want to go through anxiety, you can have a playlist that is specially dedicated to that. You can create that. And then every time you feel anxious, just go listen to that music. And if you feel the need to go and dance and shake your body, just do it. It's really gonna help. Music is so powerful. For the French listener, just know that my sister, she has a podcast called Future Love Sound, and she made, I think, her first episode on the healing power of the music. You should go check it out. Oh my God, yes, that's a lot. But I don't know, I think it's so important. I just realized how many people feel helpless, and I just want to be able to give you maybe a little bit of hope, and also to make sure you know you can add a little bit of magic in your life. Adding magic in your life just means that you know you have the power, and you know you have the power when you feel you have the power. So just use whatever tools that I give you. I did not invent those tools. No, I just, you know, listen to other people who helped me. But just go search in those tools and define those who are helpful to you. Put them in your emergency kit. And then, most important, use them when needed. You will feel more powerful. You will feel more confident. And also, that is self-love, guys. Exactly that. So that's all for me today. Take really good care of you and your loved ones. I just wanted to dedicate this podcast to all the people who are still working day in, day out to help us go through this situation, which is unbelievable still. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your energy, for your time. You are putting your safety at line just so you can go through this situation. So I will forever be grateful for that, and I will make sure I find a way to give that back to you in some way. So take care, you guys. This was Valerie from Amulet Podcast in English. À bientôt.